Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You can go to Danny and Dusty on X or Twitter, whatever you call it, and you can vote. Some are saying maybe the most important vote you cast this year. I don't know. I've just heard that.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's the one that's the most impactful one.
Nothing else really going on. But we do have a poll that is up. Other, you can respond in the comments as always. But we took the top four from the USA Today media poll. And it's also the top four from the Cleveland.com media poll of Big Ten preseason football, because the conference itself doesn't do it. They don't play that those games. They don't say we are going to pull the media here at our media days. Like, I don't know, every other conference in the country does. They say, no, you guys can do it on your own. The top four vote getters in both the USA Today and the Cleveland.com preseason polls are, tied for third, Penn State and Michigan. You have Oregon, which in the USA Today media poll received 5 first place votes. In the Cleveland.com media poll, they received 6 first place votes. And Ohio State, which received 8 first place votes by USA Today and 21 by Cleveland.com. Go ahead and vote, because we need all of these votes to count, and they all matter. Who will win the Big Ten? The Big Ten preseason media poll does in fact have the Oregon Ducks second, according to USA Today, only behind Ohio State. Michigan and Penn State tied for third, USC at fifth, Iowa sixth, with Wisconsin, Nebraska, Washington go 7, 8, 9, Rutgers rounding out the top 10 in the Big Ten. The bottom half of the conference looks as follows: Maryland, Michigan State at 12 in Jonathan Smith's first year, Minnesota 13, UCLA 14, Illinois, Indiana, Northwestern, and Purdue rounding out the Big Ten voting.
That sounds about right.
You'd think. I think
Indiana being down that far was a bit surprising.
No, they got Cignetti, the head coach from James Madison, just came over. Mm-hmm. They got Pillage in the portal. They didn't have a lot of talent there to begin with last year. Indiana down at the bottom is not good. And look, the only difference between Cleveland.com is really at the bottom of the poll, where they flip-flop Iowa and Michigan at 5 and 6, where mm-hmm. Iowa and USC. Iowa's fifth, USC is sixth, which they're just banking on defense in the Big Ten. It's the Big Ten defense,
it
right?
Plays.
And then at the bottom, you have UCLA, Northwestern 14, UCLA 15, Michigan State in the Cleveland.com poll is 16. And then Indiana at 17, Purdue at 18.
I think Aiden Childs and Jonathan Smith are going to be surprising there, even with all the changes and everything else. I think that conference, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, is going to be surprised by the level of quarterback play coming into that conference.
I agree with that. I agree, and I think Jonathan Smith is too good of a head coach to be that bad. They are not going to be good because of what happened in the portal.
Yeah.
Over 2 years in the portal at Michigan State, you know, with the defections after the Mel Tucker stuff, and then you have the full overhaul with Jonathan Smith coming in. He did bring a lot of talent from Oregon State with him, including Aiden Childs at quarterback, and that's one of the most important positions in all of sports. So you do have a quarterback, but Aiden Childs still unproven. Yeah. And that is kind of the story of quarterback play in the Big Ten this year, mm-hmm. is you've got some guys, but either they're new faces on a roster, or they just haven't played very much football.
Or they're new teams to a new conference.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that when you look at the way the Big Ten media is looking at the new additions to the conference, I think that Michigan State and Jonathan Smith, they will be better than what people anticipate, because coaching does matter.
Yep.
Even as from a talent discrepancy standpoint, coaching does matter. And when you play them, will have a massive difference in the way that Michigan State team looks at the beginning of the year to the end of the year. But I also think Washington kind of being pegged in that middle of the pack, right, at 9th and 10th in the two respective polls that have come out, Jed Fish is a hell of a football coach.
Yeah.
That now Washington was a product of an elite coach and elite weapons, especially on the offensive side of the football for UW. But Jed Fish, I think, in Washington will surprise some people because, look, they're kind of stuck in this mix of Rutgers with Greg Schiano in a slow build. Nebraska will start a true freshman quarterback in Dylan Raiola, who's a five-star quarterback and has a lot of, you know, hype coming in around him. But Jed Fish is going to kind of slowly but surely. He went out in the transfer portal. He plucked himself a veteran quarterback from Mississippi State that he feels can come in and play right away and kind of guide the ship. It'll be, all right, how good are the sum of their pieces as the season goes on? I think what we look at, though, in the Big Ten is very similar to what the Pac-12 was. It is going to be top-heavy, and the teams that are really good are going to be really damn good. The middle of it is going to be it's going to be a tight race in the middle of the Big Ten this year because I thought the Pac-12 was deeper than what people gave it credit for.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, 100%.
The last 2 years, yeah. The Pac-12, the middle of that conference,
better
was
than
really damn good.
Not even better than most. It's probably better than every other conference in the country.
And this is where I think the Big Ten is: Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, Penn State, Iowa, SC. Those are five teams right there that on any given Saturday, they will give you fits.
Yes.
You know, Iowa, from just the sheer talent they have on the defensive side of the football, they're going to be playing same old Iowa football, but hopefully they have...
And white, another white corner.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully they can figure out some semblance of offense. I don't have a ton of faith
in
that.
I'll tell you what, you know who else doesn't have faith? College Football 25, the Iowa offensive coordinators have been fired both years.
There you go. So
even the video games are out on Iowa coordinators.
But SC is the antithesis of what Iowa is, right? Where their offense is going to be loaded again this year. Yeah. Miller Moss at quarterback after a great Holiday Bowl and the preparations. He had raved reviews coming into the Holiday Bowl and out of the Holiday Bowl that he could be the next great quarterback for Lincoln Riley at USC. But it is, on the flip side, they had to overhaul their entire defense and their entire defensive staff. So, you know, how long does that transition take? How quickly can they become a serviceable defense?
Which is insane, but yes.
Not
good, serviceable.
Not just an absolute disaster on that side of the football, which is what
they threw up on themselves again.
Handful of years.
Yeah.
With Michigan, the turnover, 18 draft picks. Mm-hmm.
Their entire offense, with the exception of the running back, and can they be? Can Sean Moore get it done as the head coach? Can Alex Orji, which will certainly have old Gus excited about the end zone?
Yeah, no, that's RG3.
RG3.
That was RG3.
Yes,
with an all timer.
Which I mean, it's up there on the.
It's an orgy in the end zone.
He wasn't wrong. He was technically correct, and that's the best kind of correct. Donovan Edwards at running back, but they're even with sending so much of that defense to the NFL, they've still got another dude on the front end, and they've got a tight end who's an absolute monster.
And
so.
I think you look at the top four teams, it's kind of starting at Michigan and going up, this is the power of recruiting forward and having stacking your recruiting classes one after the other, is that there's always going to be talent, right? It's like Arrested Development. There's always money in the banana stand.
Yep.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Right? You always got something hidden away on your roster. And look, the head coach leaving, that is huge. J.J. McCarthy gone, that is huge. Roman Wilson being absent from that offense, that is going to be a big miss. But as you said, if you recruit forward, there is talent there. Same thing with Penn State, right? Penn State and Drew Aller. Drew Aller was dynamite against anybody that wasn't good.
Yeah.
Can he take the next step this year and be that quarterback that you kind of look at and say, all right, he can elevate the people around him against good teams especially?
I had a friend of mine who's a big Big Ten guy who said, why do quarterbacks keep convincing themselves that going to Penn State is good for them? It feels like you're Matthew McConaughey in Interstellar and you're just screaming through the dimensions, no, don't do it. It's not good for you.
Right. But then you got guys like Christian Hackenberg.
Yeah, Hackenberg. Yeah.
He was really good at Penn State. And there was like, yeah, he's going to be top pick in the draft. It's like, no, he's not.
No.
No, he's not. I think he was second round pick.
Yeah, and he did not last.
He did not last in the NFL. But they've stacked talent kind of everywhere else. And James Franklin is a guy who has squeezed talent out of his roster, but they've never been as deep as everybody else in the conference. And that shows up in those big games against Ohio State and Michigan. And now you have, oh, by the way, more good teams that are joining the conference with Oregon, Washington, USC, and I guess UCLA.
They're another team that's joining.
Sean Foster.
Another team that's joining. That's what they are.
They're here.
Yeah.
They're here. But then you have Oregon and Ohio State at 1 and 2, mm-hmm. and it kind of feels like the hype that is around both of those teams and both of those rosters, you look at it and you say, a lot of the talent that is there has either proven themselves in Columbus and in Eugene, or they've proven themselves somewhere else, and they've found a good landing spot. Both those teams have recruited very well over the last handful of years, and they've stacked their transfer portal. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the fun part about the transfer portal being open, is you can fill the holes on your roster and your weaknesses. And some of them, you know, whether it's Marcus Harmon, who transferred from Michigan State to Oregon this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got a guy who's in the middle, who's experienced Big Ten football before. There's familiarity across the board. Hell,
it's helpful.
Purdue's quarterback played for Will Stein in high school.
Mm-hmm.
At Lake Travis High School. Hudson Card was Will Stein's quarterback at Lake Travis High School.
Turns out Lake Travis High School, pretty good.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson was their number one receiver.
God.
Garrett.
Hey!
I was in
some talent.
I'll never forget Will Stein dropped the, I used to coach high school football. You know, I was just like you guys. And then he flips on film and it was like, indoor practice facility
with Hudson Card and Garrett Wilson,
quarterback with a howitzer for an arm, and this receiver that you're going, what is that guy? Because he looks like a mutant.
Yeah, turns out, yeah, he was. He was an absolute mutant of a wide receiver.
No, this isn't the same, man.
No,
this isn't the same.
Not a lot of those in Oregon. Rufio points out, have you seen Rutgers recruiting class? They're doing work much higher than traditionally average.
Absolutely.
I will
Shiano
say,
man.
Not just that. Rutgers has found the magic sauce to the NIL. Not just football, but in basketball as well, bringing in two of the top five prospects in the country in basketball.
Ooh.
So it's not exactly a coincidence that all of a sudden Rutgers is getting guys. As much as we say, like, NIL doesn't matter, NIL doesn't matter. I mean, it does. For a team like Rutgers, it matters more than you could possibly imagine, because they went from like, meh, we're not the worst.
Yeah,
in football and also ran in basketball, to having, again, two of the five highest-rated recruits in college basketball and getting a couple top 300 recruits in football.
Well, I'll tell you, they're going back to the well, be like, we are the original blue blood. Rutgers football's been around
forever.
Forever.
Ever. Weren't they like one of the founding like 12 teams or something?
I think Rutgers' first football game.
It's like 1912, isn't it?
Yeah. 1869.
Good God!
Princeton versus Rutgers. It was the first football game.
So yeah, they are the legitimate blue blood.
Yeah, the Rutgers Queensmen won 6-4.
Wow, you went from the Queensmen to the Knights.
Scarlet Knights.
It's kind of a
not just the Knights. I know, the Scarlet
but I mean
Knights.
That's kind of a drop off. You go from Queen to Knight.
Yeah, but I mean, look, nobody wants to be the Queensmen. This is America, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Get rid of the royalty.
We did not.
We were only, like, you think about it, we're only at like, that game was, what, 120 years removed from Britain?
Yeah. You know, this is.
That's nuts.
We're not. We did not win a Revolutionary War. And we did not have Independence Day to be the Queensmen, for God's sake.
America.
That's what I'm talking
also,
about.
Also, Kingsmen.
Yeah. Why not the Kingsmen?
Yeah. Like, don't settle for less.
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
What are we doing?
I'm not saying women are less. I'm just saying the king is more powerful.
Is he? All right.
King overrules the queen always.
Well, they're the queen's men, though.
So they're lesser.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even queens.
I mean, even the king's men, you're lesser than the king. So the Scarlet Knights, you're just going out murdering folks. Doesn't matter, king or queen.
Adding the scarlet means it's bloody, right?
That's right.
Bloody Knights.
All right. Who you voting for to win the Big Ten this year? On the Danny and Dusty official poll, get your vote in. Get your vote in. Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, Penn State, or other?
Let's legit question marks for every single one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it could come down to Ohio State and Oregon playing in October in Eugene.
Or, you know? Oregon playing at Michigan.
Oregon playing at Michigan. on November 2nd. Those things matter. All right, the votes as it currently stands now. Oregon, 71% of the vote. I wonder why.
Shocking.
Ohio State is at 25.7%. Michigan, 2.9%. Nobody with faith in the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Well, you shouldn't.
That's actually true.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com